Just about 2 months into his role as leader of the first state, Delaware's Governor Matt Meyer is talking about his priorities. From the Delaware desk, WHYY's Sarah Mueller has more.
Governor Meyer says he supports changes to Delaware's law to shore up its corporate franchise. State lawmakers have proposed legislation that would strengthen founders over shareholders in conflicts. Meyer says the state is still the first choice of companies looking to incorporate, but he's also heard complaints from Elon Musk and others.
To retain our competitive advantage in the 21st century world, we need to take action, and we need to take action quickly.
The governor has been working with lawmakers and the state's attorney general to fight against cuts to federal funding by President Donald Trump. Meyer has also issued guidance on immigrant student rights. The Democrat says he'll work with the president where he can.
I also am very concerned that several actions already taken have put Delawareans in jeopardy, have caused Delawareans to fear for their safety. And so we're going to make sure we're taking a leading role in protecting Delawareans.
Meyer is also calling for an inspector general's office in Delaware and for modernizing the Port of Wilmington. From the Delaware desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.
There's an increased risk of fire spread today for portions of eastern Pennsylvania. The National Weather Service points out that minimum relative humidity values will be between 20% to 30% combined with southwest winds near 10 to 15 miles an hour and gusts up to 25 miles per hour. The high temperatures this afternoon will range from the mid-60s to the low 70s. These conditions, along with the continued drying of things called fine fuels like leaves, twigs, and grasses, could support the rapid spread of any fires that ignite, which could quickly become difficult to control. Outdoor burning is strongly discouraged. A record number of people in our region and the entire country are turning 65. That's according to national estimates. That's considered a traditional age for people to retire from the workforce. Studies show that some people thrive in retirement, but others, for them, it can be a difficult transition period. Andrea Kimmelheim of Klein Life, a community center in northeast Philadelphia, says more people in their 60s and 70s are joining programs for socialization and support.
It's a great way to make friends because many people have lost friends because they've moved or become ill or passed away, and they find new relationships here as well.
Experts say finding ways to stay engaged in both body and mind can help prevent negative effects like loneliness and depression in retirement. In sports, the Hawks over the 76ers yesterday, 132 to 123. The Flyers are hosting the Senators this evening, and we're lined up to have a beautiful day. Sunshine, a high of 70 expected in Philadelphia.